Treat you like you're a little man.
In attendance, for the millions watching around the world. Let's get ready to suck it!
So we are here again. It is Monday night, the normal, regularly scheduled time. I know we've had to do a couple of strange Wednesday shows, different things, but we're in the process of a transition right now to a new format. So once that new format is complete and underway, there will be shows every single night of the week. And we might be doing shows, more than one wrestling show instead of a weekly show. So, again, more big things to come here as spring approaches. But Raw, in my opinion, I know Icon gave it a D-minus or an F-minus last week.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to see it. I read the results, I read the highlights, but didn't get a chance to see it. But for tonight's purposes, I thought it started off pretty well, honestly. I thought it was one of those things where you had that cliche back and forth talking promo, but I think overall it started off with a bang. That's just my opinion. I think, you know, your buddy there, Kevin Owens, has gotten much, much better on a microphone.
Well, he has gotten better on the microphone, but, you know, I got a backside that he can kiss, that Canadian piece of crap.
Now, do you not like him simply for the fact that he's Canadian?
Well, no, I just don't like him, period. You know, I mean, look, there has been heel wrestlers that I have not liked.
Yeah, a lot of heel wrestlers. Oh, so you're a face guy then, right? Is what you're saying?
Well, yeah. Well, however,
yeah.
With Kevin Owens, it's completely different. Yes, he's a heel. Yes, they want us to hate his ass, but I really hate the guy. Not because he's a heel, but just because he's an ass. What's your answer? Are you going to be a
WrestleMania? But a lot of wrestlers who have worked with him, not necessarily in WWE, but in other promotions and other avenues, have said that they actually really like him, that he's like a big teddy bear. So, I mean, where is this whole personal vendetta attack coming from? That's not the same story I'm hearing.
Well, I've heard that he's a pretty nice guy, too, but I'll tell you something. When you walk around, when you parade around in a suit that doesn't fit you, you know, when you come out to the ring.
That's a big people problem. That's all it is.
Well, it is, but when you prance around like you're God's gift to the wrestling ring, and you belittle backstage announcers, and you beat up your friends, and you say bad stuff about the Icon, you know, what kind of jackass do you think he is?
Well, I mean, honestly, you know. When you're the champion, when you're the universal champion, you've got the strap around your waist. You have the ability to be able to say these things. Like, I understand that, sure, The Rock was probably the biggest face of all time, and the crowd loved, you know, The Rock and all that. And you know,
well, they loved
he's still
him
selling
when he was merch. Too, though.
Well, exactly. But I'm saying he's still selling merchandise. He's still a big figure. He's still one that everybody knows and remembers and blah, blah, blah. But he used to belittle announcers all the time. I mean, sure, it was comedy, but the way he used to make announcers feel stupid. Okay, but I'm just saying you're looking at this glass half empty, glass half full. He's doing the same thing. He just put a comedic twist to it. I mean, telling a guy that he's stupid and ugly and to shut up, or telling him that, you know, he's never tasted strudel before. Yeah, strudel's a funny word, but it's still the same way of saying he's a tool. So, I mean, you're cutting the orange and turning one side over and leaving the other side up. You know, that's really what it is. It's the same thing. So my big thing here is Kevin Owens, I like a guy who's going to entertain me. I don't care if he's a face, if he's a heel, if whatever it is. If I'm entertained by him on a microphone or in a ring, then I'm okay with him. And, you know, yeah, Kevin Owens, I'm not necessarily entertained by his wrestling style or his in-ring abilities or that Rolling Thunder donut move that he does, whatever. But
the roly poly.
He cuts a pretty badass promo, and tonight solidified that for me because there's a lot of people on the microphone who are piss poor right now in WWE, and he's one of the good ones. And we've got another good one right now. Neville's just atrocious. But we've got another good one right now, and perhaps one of the best promo cutters of all time in the ring at Triple H, who was given the business to a possibly kayfabe injured Seth Rollins. I don't know if it's real or not. I mean, obviously they claim it's real. We'll find out if he gets attacked here, because if anything physical happens to him, then obviously we know that it's kayfabe, because obviously they're not going to risk that if it's a real injury. We've got Samoa Joe at ringside. We've got a chaotic situation here on Raw, which is a situation that is entertaining. And like I said, I don't care about a lot of things. I just want to watch the show for 3 hours or 2.5 hours, whenever I get to it, and be entertained. That's my main thing. And I'll give you this. I'm not a big New Day guy, but, you know, I will admit this, I was entertained by them when they first began. Now, obviously, they're spoiled to me. I think the gimmick is old, and I wish it would go away. But,
well, to me, they're still entertaining. And the match that they had today, when they came out and they started talking about the new booty cream, the new ice cream that they're coming out with, and the Kinetic All-Stars, or whatever the hell you want to call those guys, you know, came out, it's like, this is the one time I wish that the New Day's promo would have continued, because these falling stars, whatever the hell, I don't even care about them, know what the hell their real name is. You know, you'll have to read my blog to get in the mood with that. However,
sure,
the thing about Raw lately is it has just been falling way short than what it should be. It's supposed to be the flagship show. It has not been the flagship show. SmackDown has won every week except one. I'll give Raw.
Yeah, but SmackDown's got a long way to go. SmackDown's got a long way to go before you can put the title of flagship on them. I mean, Raw's been the premier program since the early 90s. Now, obviously, they're in a little bit of a rut right now, and they've been pressing and promoting the new SmackDown, but Raw is still the capital. I put it this way. I'm trying to think of the teams that are around you out there. I can't even think of, okay, put it this way, the Minnesota Twins, okay? I don't know who their farm teams are, but SmackDown is still AAA, and Raw is still the Twins. If you got an opportunity to play for the Twins to compete on Raw, you're going to do it. If you got an opportunity to be stuck on SmackDown and play in AAA, you're going to do it. Now, sometimes a AAA game scores more runs, there's more hits, there's more exciting plays, and sometimes going to a minor league game is more fun. And that's what SmackDown has been. But the talent isn't there. The atmosphere isn't there. I still watch Raw, and I still get goosebumps. I watch SmackDown now, and to me it feels more amateur. And that's just to me. I don't know why. Maybe it's all the blue. Blue is a calming, soothing color, and red is more of that intense color, so maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But I'm entertained by both, put it that way. And I might even be slightly more entertained by SmackDown. But Raw is still the pinnacle. Raw is still the show where all the big moments happen. It's the show after WrestleMania. It's the show, you know, that has all the big build-ups to the pay-per-views. It's still your premier broadcast. And, you know, everybody goes through ruts. Hell, the Twins haven't been good since Kirby Puckett. But you still go to games. You still watch them. So
that's not true, though.
They haven't really been good.
They won six division titles in a row.
Okay, but what have they done since then? I mean, this is a world where you mark. Yeah, exactly. This is a world where you mark that stuff based on championships, and they just don't have that accolade right now. You guys trying to tell me the Minnesota Twins are good?
Well, no, I'm not. I will never tell you that. But see, here's the deal: where I'm at in Fargo, North Dakota, I grew up with the Twins as my baseball team, the Vikings as my football team. Okay, if the Twins falter, I have the Red Hawks. Okay, if the Vikings falter, I have the NDSU Bison. You know, we're really, for us Twins and Viking fans out here, living in Fargo, North Dakota, we're spoiled out here. Because we got a great college football team here.
Because of North Dakota State, yeah, I understand that.
And we have a great minor league baseball team here.
Okay, well, we'll look at it this way then. We'll put it in terms of football then. Okay, when you talk about Raw and SmackDown. Raw is Alabama football. And now, don't take this the wrong way, because this is not a shot at your program at all, but Raw is still Alabama football. SmackDown is NDSU football. The games might be a hell of a lot more entertaining and high-scoring, and there might be more trick plays, and it might just be a better overall viewership show to watch, but the pinnacle of success in college football for the last decade has been Alabama. And that's sort of the same thing with Raw. Until SmackDown has 4, 5, 6 solid years in a row and Raw absolutely goes into the shitter, not that NDSU is in the shitter, but you get my analogy here.
I understand.
The pinnacle program is always going to be Raw. And, you know, everybody has their ups and downs. Every show has their ups and downs, every sport, every team, everything. And so, to me, you know, obviously growing up, you remember wrestling a lot, you know, a long time before I do. So, of course, I grew up on the Attitude Era. I grew up in the most exciting time in wrestling. I've got to plug my computer in here. Hang on. The most exciting time in wrestling, hands down, the time that made it the national like that it is today, but still find elements of this broadcast that entertain me. And one of those things is the fact that there are a lot more storylines right now that aren't just random violence, aren't just chair shots, aren't just the shock value. I mean, they're doing actually a pretty good job right now of building the Seth Rollins Triple H thing, of building the Goldberg and Kevin Owens thing, about making Kevin Owens a heel, all this. I think I hated the 3-hour format at first, but I think the 3-hour format is actually helping them a little bit right now, because it's giving them longer segments, it's giving them more dramatic segments, and it's giving them more time to work with. I mean, look at it this way. The Raw that I know and love, or at least when I grew up from, I started watching in the end of 96, early 97, all the way through, you know, up until recently, until they changed the format. Raw with commercials was about an hour and 28 minutes. Okay? So there's not really much you can do with on-air time, an hour and 28 minutes. Now it's about 2 hours and 28 minutes. Okay? So you get a whole extra hour of on-air time to be able to boost your segments and go through stuff. Now, do I think they are losing it a bit? Do I think that they are starting to slip with this 205 Live and bringing in the cruiserweights and, and sort of going down that road, yes, I think 205 Live, if you want to use it and have it be a thing, have it be its own show, sure. Don't put it on Raw. I understand that. But, you know, they got to do something with the filler. They just don't have enough wrestlers on the roster right now to not have it. Okay, right now, that's their filler. I mean, what are they going to do? Would you rather watch a cruiserweight match or come out and listen to a 20-minute-long promo from somebody, a 20-minute-long talking segment? You know? So, I mean, unless they are the only people I want to hear listen to talk for 20 minutes would be The Rock, who's not there anymore, Paul Heyman, who's only there every once in a while, but he's just so captivating. Not even Stone Cold, really, because he didn't, you know, he got kind of stale after about 7
really?
Or
well,
so
I
minutes.
Bet you if Edge was talking for 20 minutes, you'd enjoy it.
I was getting there. You cut me off. Yeah, Edge used to be able to cut a pretty good promo. But again, even he would get stale after about 7 or 8 minutes. Okay, you can only put on the whiny, you know, asshole personality for so long before fans go, oh, all right, come on, we got another match coming up. Get out of the ring. You know, so the Rock was the only one who I could, and Triple H, too. Triple H used to come out. He used to start during the McMahon-Helmsley regime era. He was late 99, early 2000. He used to come out and start the show every single night with a 20-minute promo about how he was the best and Stephanie was the boss's daughter. You know, he used to just have his slow ranting. But it worked because he was just, he had so much heat on him. He was such a dick, and people ate it up. So, you know, I would actually rather have, like this match, okay, Epico and Primo versus the Big Show. Doesn't matter. It's a gimmick match. It's stupid. Big Show is 50 years old and you know, been a jobber for the last 6 years. Epico and Primo are among the bottom of the tag team division, at least in my opinion. But it's something. It's filler. It's something to watch. And, you know, if they jump around the ring and it's an exciting match and it's entertaining, sure, I'll watch it, you know? So that's sort of the thing with me is, you know, every show is going to have its filler and every show is going to have its things that you're like, oh, okay, sure, you know? And then some things where you're like, wow, that was awesome. It's just part of it. It's part of it. The only thing that I would want to be flawless top to bottom that I don't want to leave saying, yeah, you know, they could have done a little better, is like a music concert. A music concert's the only thing I want to go to and say, listen, I was locked in the whole time. On a show like this, you know, I can have it on in the back. It's 3 hours long. I can have it on in the background. I can go, you know, go to the bathroom. I can go get food. I can pack a dip real quick. I can chill with somebody. I can play on my phone and just have it on and listen. I can do whatever, and it keeps me so entertained. I'll hear something happening. I'll hear the announcer start to freak out a little bit. Oh, all right, let me check it real quick, see what's going on. You know, and it gives you the ability to just have something to do on a Monday night. SmackDown, I feel, is a fever pitch because it's only 2 hours. Well, technically an hour and 22 if you don't count commercials. And it's you know, everything has to happen so fast because they don't have that time. So,
well,
yes,
I think that's why,
and
I think it's better.
Well, it could be, and you know, to each their own. And I didn't say it's not better, but I think I agree with you at this point that SmackDown has been better the last 6, 7, 8 weeks. But in order to give it the title of being WWE's flagship, I think it's a little too far. Yes,
I didn't say that.
SmackDown's the flagship. I'm going to play this back. I'm going to cut that audio and send it to you. You said right now SmackDown's the flagship. That's not the case. It's more SmackDown's the better show right now, the better product, I feel. But the flagship is always going to be Monday night. They're going to go to hell and back to prove that.
Well, here's the deal. If I said that SmackDown was a flagship show, I think that was taken out of context.
I mean,
Raw is always going to be the flagship show, but SmackDown has been much better than Raw has lately.
I'm not denying that. Of course it has. Of course it has. Okay. But it's my whole argument was the flagship argument. So maybe if it's been taken out of context, sure, whatever, that's fine. But that was my whole point and argument behind this whole thing. But regardless, it is what it is. again, Big Show came out and won this match. And see, that's one of the things that Raw does. They have 3 hours worth of programming, and they have matches like this that last all of, what was that, 3.5 minutes? So, you know, why would you not have longer matches? Now what you're doing is you're forcing superstars down our throat that are less, you know, less appeal, that have less appeal, that are less talented per se. You are,
right.
You know, we're watching the 205 Live guys. We're watching Epico and Primo versus Big Show. You know, SmackDown, I think, has been the better program because you've got, even though Raw's got technically got the bigger names overall on the roster, you've got the bigger names on SmackDown quicker, longer, and coming at you a little faster. You know, you've got, you know, your Dean Ambrose versus Dolph Ziggler, like, boom, right away. You know, you've got the Miz out there right away. You've got guys that are going to be, I guess, what you could call the anchor guys quicker and sooner. I mean, on Raw, you don't see the anchor guys unless they come out and cut a promo like Kevin Owens did tonight. You don't see the anchor guys till 10:15. So that's the difference. But, you know, I feel like there's going to be a shakeup. I feel like a shakeup is coming. I feel like there's going to be a draft again soon.
Well, I think that's
going to
happen after WrestleMania because they used
to. They do. Well, don't they? Hasn't it been in June? Isn't it in like June or July every year, I believe? But yeah,
well, I think
after
they're
going
to have to move it up. They're going to have to move it up.
Well, they could. They could. Well, the thing is I think that's coming because Jason predicted this weeks, maybe months ago. I think Mick Foley's done after WrestleMania. Well, after Stephanie's scathing, I guess, job appraisal or whatever that was of him tonight, yeah, that shows Mick Foley's probably gone storyline-wise, and I guarantee you Triple H then steps in, becomes the general manager, the authority reforms, blah, 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 blah. So if you get the the draft, well, obviously this is predictable, but I think it would also be exciting because I want to see this group come back. Draft comes back, okay, and you get Dean Ambrose in that draft. Shield forms, goes against the authority. Samoa Joe obviously is their guy. They pick up two more that would be butt kissers, maybe Gallows and whoever. And you know, they get maybe the tag champs, and you have that 3-on-3 epic rivalry that takes you through the summer. That would be interesting to me. I would like to see that. You know, but I don't know. I could see a Diva shakeup. I mean, as much as we claim that the Divas are, that the women's division is running Raw right now, it is getting a little stale every week. All right, well, you know, Nia Jax, we get it. She's unstoppable. Okay. You know, we see Bayley every week, Charlotte every week. You know, all right, maybe if we could see, we can get a swap. And you send, you know, Sasha Banks, or you send Bayley, or you send Charlotte, or you send whoever to SmackDown, and you bring, you know, Alexa Bliss over, or you bring Becky Lynch back, or you bring whatever, to do a shakeup, new rivalries, new faces, you know, different storylines. That might be interesting as well. But I just, right now, I think Raw's problem is not that it's bad or that they're struggling to keep their head above water. I think they're stagnant at the moment. I think that they're just a puddle of stagnant water, and there's nothing really that sets them apart from SmackDown at the moment. I think if they did a shakeup, created some new storylines, brought in some new faces, and possibly brought some new people up from NXT, it could be the shakeup and the facelift that the show desperately needs. That's just my take. Could be wrong.
Well, you know,
that's just my
take. That there needs to be a definite roster shift.
Are you there?
Yeah, the roster.
I heard you. You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. The roster definitely needs a shake up. I mean,
Both do, in my opinion. Both do. The storylines have been stale, I think. I think the storylines of the people that you've got now are getting stale. I think that it's more. You remember how Raw got to a point where, remember when they had the separate shows? You know, they had the two different shows. They had a draft, a fantasy draft, seemingly every year, it seemed like, because they wanted to, or they would make trades, or they would do whatever, seemingly every year, just to keep it fresh. It's been a little too long with the current rosters, at least in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
could be, could be wrong, but.
Well, I don't think you're completely right, and I don't think you're completely wrong. I think it's a 50-50 thing. But as we progress on the show, we have got a big show tonight.
We do. And why is that?
Yes. Well, we have two big guests with us. We have Jesse Hernandez with us. He is the owner and operator of Empire Wrestling Federation, the EWF. And we have their champion, Uptown Andy Brown. He's going to be with us. And also tonight, we have my top 15 former superstars that we may see returning at WrestleMania. We can do that before our guest joins us in about 35 minutes.
I'll say, yeah, what time, again, based out of New York here, we're on Eastern Standard Time, what time our time out here are the guests going to be joining us?
Well, that would be 11:05 your time, 10:05 my time, and 8:05 their time.
Oh, they're out in the west, they're out in the mountain time zone?
Yeah, they're in California.
Oh, look at that.
And you
okay.
know what? And they
so
love
they're calling
the
from
icon.
A long way. They do.
They
now,
love the icon.
Let me ask you this. If they're all the way out in California, have you had any communication with these people outside of just the
yes.
phone? Like, have you met them?
Oh, yeah, you're darn
where
right
have
I have.
Where have
no,
you met
I,
them?
I haven't met them. We did some Skyping, you know, and... I made a lot of phone calls, and, you know, Jesse really likes the icon, and, you know, Uptown Andy Brown, you know, he's a champion. He thinks the icon is an up-and-cover and could step in the ring, you know, and in a couple weeks we're finally going to get Tony DiNucci on with us, and we're going to see if he won't let the icon step in the ring, because the icon is an entertainer. The icon is the best thing going today, whether you like it or you don't like it. The icon is the best thing going today. And also, next week, we have a big announcement of an event coming to my hometown that Chris, the Big Swing, and the icon will be at together having fun. That's one thing. And also, I found out today, it was announced that WWE Live is coming to my hometown this time in Fargo, North Dakota, live at the Fargo Dome. I saw the SmackDown guys in Grand Forks. I get to see the Raw guys in Fargo.
Nice, nice. Now, my thing here is we got another cruiserweight match.
Tell me
one of two things. Austin Aries is in NXT. Austin Aries is going to be coming up soon. He was one of the big stars
right.
in TNA. He's still in the developmental league. Not ready to bring him up yet. Personally, in my opinion, I feel like they should take all the guys who were big names in companies like TNA and bring them up right away, because right now you're keeping guys like, well, you were keeping guys like Samoa Joe down, guys like Austin Aries down, you know, but yeah, guys like AJ Styles came up, boom, instantly, right away. So that's what to me was a bit perplexing. But tell me, I don't know if you're a big gum guy or a big sugar guy with your health, but tell me that Gallagher right now, you know that fruit stripe gum, the one with the zebra on it. Tell me.
Oh yeah.
Tell me that
with
his.
The flavor
tell
crystal?
Me that his shorts. Yeah. Tell me that his shorts don't look like a piece of that gum, or at least a package for that gum.
It does, but you know what his tights are supposed to represent?
What's that? Gay pride?
An umbrella. No, an umbrella.
I would say gay pride would be what his shorts represent. I mean, look at them with the stripes. He looks like the fruit stripe gum guy. I mean, he's He's very pale, and he's got really bright speedo. Is that like the type of speedo you wear to the beach?
No, I would if I saw myself in shorts like that, I'd have to kick my own ass.
Would you? Well,
I think I would
have to kick your ass too if you ever wore that to the beach. But
yeah.
I mean that's basically some of these speedos are cool looking. He's like wearing women's underwear right now. Like the he's got bloomers on is what that looks like.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, it's like, and you'll get to see when you're here. But the Icon wears nothing but black or blue, because if you mess with me, I'm going to turn you one of those colors. And I wear either leather, or I have this nice black duster, you know. You'll get to see the Icon fashion steps.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, I've seen the big black leather coat you wear there. I've seen that.
Yep.
So,
as we move on down here, as we take it to the end of Raw here, last hour of Raw, we have the Cruiserweights. We have Neville.
It's unfortunate.
Mr.
Yeah.
I Should Never Talk on the Mic Again. With two other Jacks.
Yeah.
I have no idea who. And, you know, we have
another
Jack Gallagher.
Yeah.
Whose tights look like a bowl of Fruit Loops.
I'm not trying to discourage any of our gay friends from listening, but those shorts are pretty gay. I mean, those shorts belong.
They are.
But, you know, there's a difference. Put it this way. And again, I know everyone's so PC nowadays and everything, but
is that a Ferrari logo
on
the front of his tights?
I think so. There's a difference between gay and like straight up like homosexual. And those shorts are pushing the envelope. They're not even shorts. I mean, they're like I said, they're like women's bloomers. They're like baggy in certain areas and tight in others, and just not really a fashion statement. That I mean he would be perfectly fine if he wants to be like an English stately gentleman. He'd be perfectly fine wearing pants. Okay, he doesn't have to wear what he's wearing. So that's just me. I think he'd be fine wearing pants. Now, Neville, I think, looks badass. He gained some muscle mass. He's, you know, I like the goatee, the evil kind of a look. I don't think he should be on a microphone, but he's got that look about him now that I like, you know. But it is what it is, I suppose.
Well, you know, the thing about his goatee, though, I mean, it would be perfect, you know, if he does the Icon thing a little shorter, you know, and make it asymmetrical, you know, coming the sideburns coming down and connecting with the goatee, you know. Beth Phoenix is going in the Hall of Fame?
Edge's wife, yes, sir.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes, sir. Edge's wife is going to be in the Hall of Fame. The glam is on. Beth Phoenix.
No wonder why she won't return my phone call.
Well, dude, she was pretty, I mean, when she was in her prime, like maybe in the 07 to 2011, she was a tough bitch. I mean, she was intense. I mean, I was afraid of Beth Phoenix. She was one of those women that, she's not like Nia Jax big, of course, but she's one of those women where you're like, she can kick my ass. And, you know, I'm not necessarily saying she's hot or she's whatever, but she's just muscle. She's just rock solid. And, you know, I mean, look at her. I mean, she's.
But remember who she started out with.
Everything that a diva isn't.
Remember who she started out
remember
with.
Remember how? I do remember how she started out. Yeah.
She started out with Santino Marella.
She did. Yes. I also remember she started off before Trish retired. Mickie James apparently like screwed her over or something had happened. And then she disappeared for a while and then came back. But she was intense. And, you know, again, I always kind of enjoyed watching her in the ring. But I enjoy her even more now because she's Edge's wife. So.
Right. And,
I'm
you know,
a couple
cool things. You know, I've been working on, this is a preview for a couple months down the road, but I've been working on getting Santino Morella on our show. on our podcast.
Oh, Santino Marella. Okay.
And Tito Santana. I've been talking to both of those guys. I just need to set it up,
nice.
You know.
Santino Marella, he's the first man to ever beat Umaga. I like that.
Uh-huh. And he's got the kayfabe.
Yep.
And
he was banging Maria for a while.
He showed us my time in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, he does. I didn't know that. Okay, see, I'm learning.
One second.
I'm learning new things. I did not know that.
As a matter of fact,
Samoa Joe Cesaro, that's going to be a big one. That's coming next.
Oh, God.
That's
going to be a big one. I'll tell you what, somebody hold me up.
It's going to be a big match. Samoa Joe Cesaro. I mean, I'm not a big Cesaro guy, but it's still going to be a decent match. And now we finally get to see Samoa Joe in action. I didn't get to see him, but
well, really
all we've really seen
see
him do
is
attack Seth Rollins.
They're going to kayfabe this. You know that. We ain't going to see a full match tonight.
No, it's going to be a Seth Rollins interference. You know that already.
Well, of course.
Entertaining. Right?
And then we'll get to see if it's kayfabe or not.
I mean, it's called sports entertainment. That's why they call it that. I mean, it's got to be entertaining.
Right.
And, you know, if Samoa Joe gets hit with a crutch or something, you know, like I think it would be interesting to see Samoa Joe get hit with a crutch and then get pedigreed right in the center of the ring as a statement to Triple H. That might be kind of interesting to sort of send the night off with a bang, you know? But is it going to happen?
You know, that's why...
Well, I don't think it's going to happen because I think he really is injured. But like you said, yes,
yeah.
We'll find out if it's kayfabe tonight or not.
You know, that's why one of Samoa Joe's favorite songs is, I don't want to be the crutch one step away from down. You know?
Is it really?
Yeah, that's his favorite song. He doesn't want to be the crutch.
And you know this for a fact?
Just look on the internet.
These are, all right. Well, then that would actually be kind of funny.
Well, yeah, you know, it's amazing what you learn when you're the icon and you know you get to know people. You get the backstage lingo. Like in a couple weeks we're gonna have Gilbert, great guy.
Yes,
super guy.
Gilbert's covered.
You know what? Of course, the one I'm waiting for is Julie, the Ace of Hearts, to be on our show with us.
Yes,
she's gonna
when
be
is
awesome.
That again?
A week after Gilbert.
Okay.
And,
nice,
you know, I also got,
nice.
Yeah, and we also got Savio Vega coming, you know. We got Animal from Legion of Doom coming. The Icon's getting there. If you're not listening to this show live, first thing I want to scold you for not listening to live. If you want to listen to our replay, that's fine. But the thing is, when you listen to it live, you have a chance to call in and talk to these guys just like we do. What are you waiting for? You know,
they're waiting for us waiting for us to promote it a little better, right? I mean, we've sort of went downhill in the promotion department and the advertising department. That's unfortunate, but we'll get that better. You know, with
the new setup and the new lineup,
we'll get better at that. But yeah, we are a little
you
bit.
Know,
yeah.
As we progress, this is going to become the best wrestling podcast in the history of wrestling podcasts that air on a Monday night. That is going to be us, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first. The Icon says it. You can take it to the bank. You can take it like money in the bank. You can drink a cup of coffee that says Hades in the morning, and you can be a cup of Hades.
I like
Sasha
Banks' hair. I think it's interesting. She's kind of
You know what I like about Bailey?
What's that?
There's a couple things I like about Bailey. You know, she's got kind of like she's got kind of an interesting voice. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, what voice?
She's got kind of an interesting voice.
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's deeper. It's Emma Stone, Julia Stiles, deeper. Yeah, interesting.
You know, and I just realized how tonight how cute her ass is.
Yeah, they all are. I mean, they're all in shape. You know, I mean, they're any chick that's in shape the way that these girls are in shape is gonna have a nice ass. It's just how it works.
Yeah. But it's just, there's just something different about it. There's something, you know, the icon is all about symmetry.
Symmetry,
and
yeah. I like symmetry.
Yeah. Like, my
it's all
goatee
got symmetry.
Has
all symmetry. These girls have symmetry. Why? Well, I mean, you saying Trish Stratus and Lita didn't have symmetry?
Well, for the 90s, yes. But for nowadays, this is what symmetry is all about.
True, I guess so.
And of course, Stephanie McMahon is continuing to screw Bayley over. We know that. And here
yep.
comes Mr. the guy that thinks he's James
the
Bond.
Swiss Superman. I just think it's kind of funny how he just peels off the entire outfit. It's like a full three-piece suit, and then they tear away like wind pants. I always thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would love to get a suit like that. You know that?
It might be easier to take off.
Well, yeah, you know, I'd like to talk to Cesaro and find out who tailors and makes his suits. I want to get a suit like that for my wedding day.
Oh, really? Hey, I just heard from a source. I just heard from a source that they might be considering bringing in and bringing up Matt Hardy to a new contract.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's funny you mentioned Matt Hardy because. You know, we have our guest coming on here in about 23 minutes, give or take. And now I've put together a list of 15 wrestlers that we may see return here at WrestleMania, either a little before, during, or right after.
Okay,
and I'd like to share that list with our listeners now.
Yeah, hit me. Hit them.
Can retort as I say it.
Okay,
first, number 15, Eric Rowan.
Okay, I can see Eric Rowan.
Okay. Number 14, may we see the return of Jonathan Coachman to get rid of
we're not
going to
see Jonathan Coachman. ESPN's got him firmly.
They got him firmly.
Yeah, ESPN's pretty firm on that. But, I mean, you never know. Who's 13?
Tamina Snuka.
Okay.
The daughter
of
Jimmy
interesting. Snuka. Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay. All right. Now we have, we have DDP coming, joining the Hall of Fame.
Onto the show,
and,
yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal. We might see.
Well, but definitely Shaq has been confirmed. I forgot who they said he's facing, but he has been confirmed for the next year. I think next year is WrestleMania.
Right. Jim Ross.
That would be amazing. But would it be a one off or would he be full time commentary?
Well, he doesn't want to do full time commentary anymore. But I think having him come back at WrestleMania would be superb.
It would be... just have him... You know what? Just have him do pay-per-views.
Right. I think that would be awesome.
Like, if he did, like, all pay-per-views, and if he did all pay-per-views for both shows, can you imagine the new guy on SmackDown and Antonella or whatever the hell... The new guy on SmackDown. I forgot his name now. But can you imagine him and JR together? That'd be huge.
I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we move on to Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah. That's a definite. We know he's coming.
Right. Number 9, Brie Bella.
Well, she's got to have the kid first.
Well, yeah. But I think we might see her eventually return. Which leads me to number 8. We might see Daniel Bryan step in the ring.
Ooh.
Against you know who?
I don't know who. Hit me.
The Miz.
okay. Yeah,
Miz has been hitting. Yeah, the Miz has been, you know, has been doing the making fun of Daniel Bryan thing for the last month or so. You know, it started out with them blowing up during Talking Smack. You know, and I think it's going to, you know, it's gonna come to a head before too long. Next, number 7, Shelton Benjamin.
I like that. I like that. He's old now, but I like it.
Yeah, I think, well, there's a lot of wrestlers that are old that are still wrestling, so I think that would be, you know, would make sense. Number 6, Paige.
Okay.
Everybody knows
that
she left the company because everybody was against her going out with Alberto Del Rio. Okay? Against her going out with Alberto Del Rio. You know, because if she should be going out with anybody, it should be me. You know,
okay, fair enough. Good way to look at it.
Yeah, because Alberto Del Rio is far from being an icon compared to me. You know?
Agreed.
Okay. I mean, his whole Mix America thing, when Trump builds the wall, there ain't no way he's getting back into WWE, so you better stick around here. Next.
Uh-huh.
Another return. I didn't mean to get political there, but number 5, The Rock.
Rock makes sporadic appearances every now and then anyway.
But there was a rumor, though, that he was supposed to appear last week on Raw, but he got fired before he came through the curtain by Vince McMahon. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
Yeah, the big rumor mill on the internet all week was that the storyline was that a major wrestler's return was stopped short because he was fired by Vince McMahon before he came through the curtain. And that superstar was The Rock. And he had got fired by Vince McMahon last week.
But Rock is not technically employed with them, is he?
Well, he has a Legends contract.
So his Legends contract then is done, or...
That is the rumor that we have heard, that his Legends contract was terminated last week, just before he was supposed to go out on TV.
Did he say, like, anything to Vince, or, like, what the hell was that about? Because, I mean, The Rock has been, Rock is big time, you know, so that's really weird.
I think something happened. Something happened between him and Vince that caused him to get fired last week. That's the rumor.
That's pretty ballsy, part of The Rock. That's actually very ballsy.
I know it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we know Vince McMahon. You know, he thinks he's the king, which technically he is. But still, there's just something about that rumor that may have some traction to it.
You know, I'm going to look a little more. But okay, maybe with another one.
That's why he's at 5. That's why he's not further down the list. Number 4, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, I can see it. I mean, he does one-offs every once in a while. When you say coming back, are you talking about, like, on a consistent basis, or just they're going to see him one time and that's it?
Well, these all could be one-timers, or they may make their return. That's what this list is based on.
Okay, Stone Cold age and medical status is not going to make a full-time return. I mean, he never would have left if he wasn't in a bad medical. You know, if he was cleared to wrestle, he wouldn't have left when he did. So, I mean, I could see him coming back for several one-offs, or possibly even like a 2-week storyline or something, but I don't see him competing in a grueling match again. He's old and he has those neck and back problems.
Right. Okay.
But okay.
Next, Kurt Angle.
That one I can see. That's a real realistic one, and that's been floating around for a while, that he's possibly going to be back. So I'm anxious to see that.
And I have a feeling that when he comes back, though, he's going to come back as a heel and take out Mick Foley, and he becomes the new GM.
Also possible.
Okay. Now, we'll see what you think of number two, Batista.
Yeah. I mean, again, now another Asian guy who, you know, had some heat when he came back and replaced Daniel Bryan in the title match when he'd only been in the company for 2 weeks. You know, so he got a lot of heat in the locker room. But, I could see it. I know he's fighting MMA right now, so he's still in shape. So it's definitely possible, yeah.
Okay, and I'll tell you what. You've heard my list. Now, I'm going to see if you can guess. Who do you think number one is? Who would you say is
Edge.
Number one? sorry, he didn't make the list.
No, I know.
Because
for me,
I knew that you would say him, so that's why he did not make my list.
Yeah, but you asked me who my number one was, and that's who I said my number one.
Well, yeah,
but,
I know.
But no, honestly, number one, well, you said Stone Cold, you said Rock, Undertaker's still around. Is it an Attitude Era guy, or who is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Goldust?
Yeah, this guy would be the, huh?
Is it Cody Rhodes,
this guy
Goldust?
Would definitely be the ultimate Attitude guy.
Jericho? No, Jericho's still around. Well, the ultimate attitude guys, I mean, obviously Rock, Stone Cold, Triple H, Undertaker, Jericho, I mean, those guys are all still affiliated in some way, shape, or form. So, when you say ultimate attitude era guy, I'm thinking maybe Shawn Michaels?
That's my number one. You got it.
Shawn Michaels.
Mr. WrestleMania.
You know, that's an interesting one for sure. That is certainly interesting. Again, I don't know if he's in the right health to do it consistently, but it's possible. Oh, I thought it was Seth Rollins. We got Sami Zayn for some reason attacking Samoa Joe here.
Why?
I don't know.
You know, I'll tell you what.
Did something happen between these two last week? Like I said, I didn't get a chance to watch Raw. Well, if something happened between these two last week, then the story makes sense. If he just came out of the blue, then obviously it doesn't.
Yeah, but no, there was a little heated exchange with these word-wise last week. Now, of course, if you would have read the Icons blog, you would have known that.
Oh, okay.
So, does that mean that you did not do your homework and you did not finish your book report?
Pretty much, yeah. I haven't done anything in the past week. I've been
okay.
I've been pulling my hair out.
You're a busy guy.
With everything.
You're right.
Very extremely,
for people that don't know,
extremely busy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. For our fans that don't know, you know, Chris has a full time job. The Icon has a
two
full-time job. You have two of them, and I do tons of stuff. You know, I mean, I do a lot of stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
I do stuff with Maui Madness. I do the FM Roller Derby Girls. I do my regular
Ooh,
job.
Ooh, you do that,
I do,
huh?
I do. I do stuff
oh.
with... the Red Hawks, I do the Bison stuff, you know. I mean, I'm a busy guy, too. The main thing that our fans need to understand is we are here to put on the best show that we can to entertain our fans. We're not going away. We're going to be here for our fans until the world explodes. You know, till a meteor
mm-hmm.
hits the earth, we are going to be here to entertain you. There is nothing going to stop us from bringing out the best content every week. Whether that means stop and stop talking about Edge, we are going to bring out.
No, I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but okay.
I know, because that was supposed to be a New Year's resolution. You broke that like in the first week. Congratulations.
Yeah,
however,
yeah, that's true.
However, we're still taking to the end of Raw. We have our guest calling in the next 10 minutes. But the final segment of Raw is going to be a contract signing between Roman Reigns.
They do that all the time.
Braun Strowman. Huh?
Yeah, they always do that. Whenever there's a contract signing, doesn't matter who it is, from, you know, in throughout the history of Raw, the contract signing has always been the last thing on the program. It happens consistently.
And does that make any sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's the last show before these two that are signing the contract face each other. So it's really the last thing that people remember about the show. Oh, hey, they ended Raw with the contract signing for the big match that's going to take place on Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me to have it be the last thing, because if that's going to be your pay-per-view main event, you don't want to have it happen at, you know, 9:15 and have people, you know, forget about it. You want the match that you're really pushing and that you really want to promote to be, you know, right there at the end. And right now, you know, the Roman Reigns Braun Strowman match, I think personally, is going to get more attention than the world title match, than the Universal title match, because I think people are intrigued by Braun Strowman. They want to see Roman Reigns lose, so you know, I think that's why.
Well, to me,
plus these two guys are behemoths anyway. I mean,
they're two of the biggest guys
I've like ever seen.
To me, it's like ordering a cheeseburger holds a cheese, okay? That's what it's like.
That's a good analogy. I like that.
I mean, look, it's like working sanitation. You're just going to catch crap all day long.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know?
Actually,
that's why...
I just had to think about that for a second. I just got that. That was creative. I like that.
Okay, well, you know, the icon is the king of analogies, too, you know?
I did not know that. Well, I should have known that by now, but no, that's another thing that I just learned tonight, so nice.
You know, it's like taking deaf people to a ventriloquist, you know?
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Deaf people to a tranquil... Jeez.
No,
you
deaf people to
ventriloquist. That's what I said. That's what I said.
Yeah, you said tranquiloquist, but anyway, you know. So I'm not.
I didn't mean that. You're not going to tranquilize deaf people. That would be terrible.
Yeah, I'm not going to use all my good analogies now, you know. But
sure.
You know, it's like taking the guy with the stomach his stomach staple to a buffet, you know.
True. I like that one as well. Now, do you guys have any good buffets out there? Do you have, like, Golden Corral or any of that kind of stuff?
We did, but it closed. But I'll tell you what. Do you like Chinese food?
Who doesn't?
I'll tell you what. When you're here, the icon is going to personally take you to the best Chinese buffet in town. The Super Buffet.
Okay, I just had Chinese tonight. I love Chinese.
Yeah, the Super Buffet, there's one or two places I want to take you. Either the Super Buffet that has a Mongolian grill or to the Hu Hut that has a Mongolian grill.
Now
you most likely have to come up on a Sunday, and would you have to leave on Sunday?
No, it wouldn't be the same day. I could go back Monday.
Okay, well then we could either do, I don't know what time you'd be getting in, but we could probably hit dinner at the Hu Hut after the show's over on Sunday, or we could do lunch before you have to fly back on Monday.
Either way works.
But when you're hanging with the icons, you're first class all the way. You know, hell, you're going
to
be staying in a room
that
celebrities have slept in.
Like celebrities? What celebrities?
All the Red Hawk players I've hosted.
Oh, all right.
The icon has slept in this room.
Well, that's reason enough to sleep there.
Well, there you go. And let me ask
you
this.
You
what is the deal with Mick Foley's hair? It
looks
like a
he's trying to look more. Well, yeah, he's trying to look more stately and general manager-esque. You get me? You remember when he was commissioner back in, like, 2002 when he cut his hair short like that as well? It happens sometimes.
Yeah. But now I don't look like him, though.
No, it doesn't. But it's okay because he's, you know, I wouldn't want my general manager because remember a couple of weeks ago when he sort of had the longer hair and the big beard and all that, he looked scraggly and it didn't look good. I think this is a better look for him. I mean, it doesn't look like the Mick Foley we know and love, but I think it's a better look for him. But,
So, yeah, so our guest, Jesse, will be calling in here in the next 4 or 5 minutes, and we're going to have him on, he's got a couple big promotions on that he's going to talk to us about. He has a deal that he's got a promotion coming up with the Lucha Libres. He has a promotion with them.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's got 2 promotions, Wrestling Lucha Libres, and he also used to work for WOW, the Woman of Wrestling. He used to be a referee for them. Is that awesome or what, huh? How would you like to referee a woman's match, you know?
I'd be down. I would love that.
You know, and I would too.
I would love that.
I mean, what I would do, though, is I would do something to make one of them mad and have them give me a Bronco Buster.
Yeah, but only if that's in their repertoire. Some people don't, you know, some girls don't do the Bronco Buster.
Well, I would do anything to have them body slam me, you know that?
Now that you've lost a significant amount of weight, they probably would be able to, yeah. It's probably doable. I mean, I'm not saying somebody like a Sasha Banks could, but I think Nia Jax could definitely body slam you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm
maybe
down to
Charlotte.
200 pounds. I let her body
that's,
slam me.
Yeah, but that's still big. That's still big for a lot of these women, though. I mean, the girls that they're picking up, are, you know, 110, 120. But still, it might be possible. It could happen. I mean, you know, look at it this way. You get somebody like Charlotte to body slam, you, she throws her back out, and you got to stay with her and give her massages. So could be doable.
Well, you know, plus I'd be a lot better choice for Carmelo than James Ellsworth.
Wow, Mick Foley's flipping out. Mick Foley is freaking out.
Yeah, I'm Braun Strowman.
He is, he's yelling at Braun Strowman. I don't know. I don't know why he's yelling at Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman would reach down inside of his body and pull his intestines out and eat them. I don't know why he's yelling at Braun Strowman, but. Now, here comes Roman Reigns and the shower of boos that accompany him to the ring. You know, he is kind of badass looking, though. I kind of think, I understand his moveset is very limited, and I understand Roman Reigns is kind of dull on the, in fact, very dull on the microphone, but I like his look. I mean, he looks badass. He really does. Superman
well,
punch.
Like, I am a fan of Roman Reigns. Now, here's a guy that if he would turn heel, which he should, I'd still like him. Kevin Owens, if he ever turns face, I won't like him.
Well, that's pretty prejudiced of you.
Well, you know, he's Canadian. What can I say?
Oh, Canadian, eh? Wait,
no.
So here's my question. Is this contract just not going to get signed? I mean, these two have a contract signing for a match that's happening on Sunday, and they're beating each other all around the arena. Like, I never understood that, because this match is going to happen regardless of if that contract is signed or not, but if they just beat the shit out of each other tonight and don't actually sign the contract, does that nullify the match? That's why I'm always curious about contract signings, because, you know, if you don't actually sign it, does that mean that they're going to take the match off the card?
Well, think about this. This Raw is happening tonight in Green Bay, okay?
Correct.
They're finally giving Packer fans something to cheer about, because everybody knows their quarterback is worthless.
Oh, Jesus. Dude, Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the NFL. Just give it a rest. But anyway, yes? Okay, continue.
Aaron Rodgers
besides,
is just my ass.
I mean, besides Tom Brady, of course. But anyway, so continue.
Well, anyway, but they need to give the Green Bay fans something to cheer about, you know? I mean, because their team sucks. Their quarterback is worthless. They got one good guy on their whole team, and that's John Crockett.
Who's that?
John Crockett.
And why is John Crockett good?
Because he played for ADSU.
Well, does it make you does it sting a little bit more that the Packers and NDSU wear the exact same uniforms? Well, not uniforms, but the same colors.
Yeah, but the difference, though, between Green Bay and NDSU is NDSU's green and gold have always been standing proud. When Green Bay started out, their uniforms were baby shit yellow, you know?
Oh, they were. Oh, all right.
That's what you call that yellow, you know? Okay, now Roman Reigns is going to sign the contract.
Good, 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 good.
Is your phone ringing yet, by the way?
Oh, I have to check. It probably should be. What time is it here? It's 11:07. I haven't checked the switchboard yet. We probably is on the line here. If he is, I do apologize if either of them has been kept waiting. Let me...
Remember, these guys are
bigger
than us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. Icon, you want to do your thing?
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure which one it is. First of all, I'm not sure which one it is, but...
I know who it is.
Are you? Well, there's two of them. There's two coming tonight, so...
Yeah, but you got one on the line right now, right?
Yeah, but I don't know who. So you do your thing. You book the guest. You do your thing, man. This is you.
Okay.
This is all you.
Ladies and gentlemen, walking out of the green room, down the aisle, coming to join us tonight on Off the Ropes, he is a refereeing legend. He is the operator of the EWF Empire Wrestling Federation. He is a man that cannot be defeated. He is a man that cannot be topped. He is Jesse Hernandez. Jesse, how are you, my man?
Very good, very good. Wow, what an introduction, buddy. Very.
Icon.
That was very nice,
D-Cat.
Very nice.
D-Cat, buddy.
That's the best introduction
D-Cat.
You've ever had.
It's got to be up there on his list.
So how's everybody doing today?
So, Jesse, what's your scene?
Good,
man?
How are you?
Good, 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 good. But you guys sound so far away, I can hardly hear you.
Well, yeah, that's because you're 2 hours behind us.
Well, yeah, really.
That's got to be it, huh?
I was going to say, we are far away. He's up he's up in the middle of nowhere in North Dakota, and I'm based out of New York. So I'm far away as you can get. Yeah.
Oh, no wonder. No wonder.
Yeah. Almost,
you know, it's you know,
it's
know, it's just like that song. You know, sun coming up over New York City, sun going down on an L.A. freeway. That's you guys. That's... I'm in the middle.
Yeah, I hear that, man. That's awesome.
I'm,
yeah,
I'm
true,
throwing the moon up right now.
All right.
So, Jesse,
so anyway.
you run the EWF. Can you tell
yes.
us a little bit about that promotion?
Well, Empire Wrestling Federation was mainly, it was created by Bill Anderson and myself years ago, back in 1996. And it was actually a platform for our students from our wrestling school called the School of Hard Knocks. And I figured, well, if we're going to have a wrestling school, we need to have a promotion so our guys can get some experience. Because I know how hard it was when I started, you know, or when I was trying to start in the business. Nobody really wanted to give us young guys an opportunity. It was very hard to get into this business. And so I just made it a little bit easier for our students anyway.
Now, you have a couple of promotions coming up in March, don't you? Can you tell us about
yes,
that?
I do. Yeah, we have an event coming up on the March 11th, and we have just added to the card Amazing Kong, which is Karma, from former WWE superstar Karma, which is a student
yep,
of mine that I trained
Amazing Kong,
years
yeah.
ago. Amazing
yeah,
Kong,
the Awesome Kong. She was Awesome Kong in TNA. Yeah, so
yeah,
that's
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah,
that she's doing her thing.
Yeah, she's had a few names: Amazing Kong, Awesome Kong, and Karma. But a real sweet gal, and tough as can be. I'm telling you. And the reason that she's coming out to our show is because I just had I don't know if you guys heard, but had an accident with my truck. My ring truck burned up. It caught
oh, wow.
on fire. Yeah, just as we finished up our, well, we did our show in Covina on February the 11th, and going home, it must have been about 2:33 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden I had a fire in the back of the truck, and it burned, well, the ring was saved because of, it's made out of metal, the frame anyway, but everything else burned, all my equipment, PA system, lights, the canvases and everything else that I had back there. And so, now they're trying to help me out and so I can get my stuff together. But we'll for sure have a ring done by the next show, which will be March 11th. And then I have another one on the 25th.
You know, Jesse, I'll tell you what,
awesome.
I promise, you know, that's the last time I leave the candle lit in the truck. I promise I'll never do it again.
Oh, my Jesus. Well, my question is, what were you doing in the back of his truck? So,
well,
yeah, I want to know that too.
Well, I was trying to show him my wrestling moves and. You know, I went off the rope and I tipped over the candle and I had to get the hell out of there.
I hear you. So then what you're admitting to? You're admitting to a crime on air and that you owe him the money for it. Then is what you're saying?
Well, I have to wrestle for free now the next time I go out there.
There you go.
Nice. Nice. Can he come up with a gimmick for you and put like bunny ears on you and stuff? Put you in a speedo.
Well,
yeah.
Call him the burning candle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
that could be a good name for him.
Well, I was gonna go from Icon to Xcon.
Oh.
Well, you did leave.
I like that.
You did leave us in ashes then.
Yeah, I do. I do like that. In fact, I think we gotta book this. Get this going. But anyway, Jesse. So when did you? Now, is EWF your creation, or did you buy it from somebody?
No, it was our creation. Bill and I started it, and then he went about his own way a few years later, and I kept EWF. It we created it.
Okay, and and how long have you guys been doing it?
Well, we had Bill and I started in '96 with the EWF. And around 2000, I believe it's when he, went on his own And then he created another promotion, and kind of we went our separate ways. But I held on to what I had, and I think I made it pretty successful as far as I'm concerned. We got a good crowd, you know, a good following. I'm very happy with and stuff. I mean, the shows are great.
And you're a much bigger guy because you're friends with the Icon. We know that.
Oh, man, that's good to know.
So when you do your matches, now, are you just mostly in California, or do you do some national stuff?
No, it's throughout the years we've traveled to different places. I mean, you know, we've done events in Arizona and Nevada, you know. But mostly California, I should say.
Mostly, okay.
Do you ever get to New York or North Dakota?
No, never that far. Never that far.
Well, New York's
actually,
very
North
Dakota's a little far.
We did an event in Texas that we got involved with somebody that bought a show out there. And I didn't personally go, but I sent my staff and everybody out there to do an event. So I don't remember exactly where. It's been years ago. But you know, like I said, it's mainly California.
You go all over California then?
Yeah, pretty much. Wherever they hire us, you know, we do a lot of fundraisers as well. We help a lot of other organizations.
Speaking of that, we have his champion.
Well, we have Andy Brown uptown on the line.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Now we're here. Can you hear us?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you guys?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the ring.
He's going to do it again. Oh, boy.
Yeah, coming to the ring to tag in to take us all the way to the top of the ropes and body slam us right to the canvas. He is the reason why they call him Uptown. This is Andy Brown.
That was really good.
Again, Icon, little decaf, buddy, decaf. So Andy Brown's here with us, and you know, we were talking to Jesse for a little bit regarding, you know, EWF and sort of, you know, how it got on its feet, and talking a little bit about all that. And I'm told now, again, I'm out of the loop a little bit for you guys. The main studio is based out of New York. Icon is calling. He's up in North Dakota. But I know you guys are a California-based promotion. I see you got 626 area code here. But I'm told, anyway, that you are the champion of this company at the moment.
Yes, I am. Very proud to be. For about 9 months now, give or take, 9 months.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Pretty much.
Who did you defeat for the championship?
Oh, I beat, at the time, the undefeated Man in Black. He was going on undefeated for about a year. Very, very heavy storyline that one was. Near to my heart, Gary Yap pulled on some heartstrings in that one, and at our 20th year anniversary extravaganza at the EWF, I ended up beating him in the main event to earn the EWF title.
And you are without a doubt the best independent wrestling champion going today. Is that correct?
I'd like to think so. Thank you for that. Yes.
And then have you ever thought of tag team? Because I would make a great partner for you.
Oh, Jesus.
You would?
I would.
I would be willing to team with anyone. That would be awesome. We should try to do that.
Yeah, I could do my finishing move, junk punch him in the man business.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's what he does. But here's the thing, is that's illegal in most. It would have to be known as qualification matches constantly with you. But anyway,
anything is legal if the referee don't see it. Huh?
Exactly. I'll distract the ref while you do that.
Well, see, that's why we'd have we'd have Jesse as referee, and I'd pay him off beforehand. I'd buy him a new ring.
Ah, well. Wait, so
yeah,
didn't
I could
we just
be
have
used
a big
to be
long
bots.
Discussion? Well, yeah, why not? Didn't we just have a big long discussion, Icon, in the beginning of our show before the guest joined us that you're a face guy and that you like the faces? Now all of a sudden, that was a very heel thing you just suggested right there.
Well, there's a
to
thing,
to pay
though.
Off the referee, to bribe the ref.
Well, there's a
but,
thing,
yeah.
though. Hey, referees need to make money, too, you know?
That's right.
True. True.
Not only would I give him enough money so, you know, he could, you know, he could last the rest of his life as long as he doesn't live past Friday, and I'd even bring a Happy Meal, too.
Oh, Jesus. Happy Meal. Well, but if these guys are wrestlers, I mean, I don't think they eat McDonald's very often. just because it's your main go to for a meal doesn't necessarily mean that these guys are on strict diets and whatever, and, you know. It is what it is.
Kind of strict diets. I should be.
So now,
you should be on a better one than
you
are.
So, should I call you Mr. Brown or Hey Uptown or Andy or what should we call you?
Andy's fine.
Okay. Andy, you have a match coming up with Ray Rosas, correct?
Yes.
Now, this guy has got to be the most boringest wrestler I've ever heard of. Now, I want you to beat this guy for me. You got to beat this guy for me because I don't think he would give me an autograph. You know, he doesn't even return my phone call.
What was your finisher? The punch him in the man junk? I'll do that for you.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, jump punch him in the man business.
Junk punch
now,
him in
the
man
the,
business. Got it.
Now, is the is this your first title reign?
Is this my what?
Your first title reign in EWF?
With the heavyweight title, yes. I've been lucky enough to hold their American championship and the tag team championships. I'm
Who
one of the few to.
Nice.
Excuse me.
Who is your tag team partner?
Adrian Quest.
You. Oh,
I thought it was you.
Icon. We just established that.
Well, no, in the future...
We're trying to make that. Yeah, in the future, we're going to be a tag team champions, for sure.
Right. Now, Adrian Quest, he's got a new tag team partner, doesn't he?
Who? No one I heard of.
Well, doesn't Adrian have a match coming up at the next pay-per-view for you guys, too?
I believe he does. I'm not too sure. Oh, it's like a hair-raising tag match. It's him and Friar Juan, which is a heel, versus Super Beetle and Fidel Bravo. That one's going to be interesting.
Right.
Icon, how do you know more about their matches and their company and what they got coming up than they do? Like, are you that much of a stalker, or what's the deal?
Well, the reason why they said they'd come on is if I stopped calling them, so...
Ah, nice.
Okay. That's how I get all our guests, by the way.
Well, that's
now,
the thing. He does the same thing with our female guests. The only problem is you guys probably won't give him lawsuits. But anyway, you continue.
So now, if someone wanted to check you guys out, are you guys available on pay-per-view or Roku or anything like that? Or YouTube that we can check out?
Yeah, YouTube. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Absolutely. On YouTube, you can go to Team Metal and catch a lot of our matches.
Now, you guys
have some
great women's wrestlers, too, don't you?
Women wrestlers, you said? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Maritza, who's doing very, very well at this point. And this other gal, Zeta, that she's been wrestling with. She was trained by Kendrick. They've been doing real good wherever they wrestle. I mean, man, they're kicking butt. Very proud of them.
All right, now, we do have
I don't know. We want to keep you guys on for another 15 or so minutes. But before we can continue, though, there's one thing I need you guys to do for me, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to cut an Icon promo for us.
Okay.
All right.
Well, basically,
and,
just to let you guys know what it is, for our commercial break, for our sponsorships, and we were lucky enough to get you guys, you know, without commercial break this time. We were able to get you both on there, but for our commercial breaks and our spots and our promos, since we're running 24/7 from the radio station, because that's the thing, I'm working out of a radio station in New York. I don't know if Icon, if he's calling from his house or what he's doing, but since we are running you guys radio-wise, what he's going to ask you to do here is give us a spot. So, for instance, like, you know, when you're listening to the radio, you know, like, let's say, I don't know, I was listening to the radio earlier and Taylor Swift was the music that they were playing. And they were like, hey, guys, this is Taylor Swift, you know, and you're listening to W895KZ Rock, you know, whatever the hell it is. So basically what he's going to ask you to do is do a little spot so that we can throw you in on our rotation commercials. And then, you know, for all the guests that we have, whether it's MMA, you know, professional wrestling, whatever avenue it may be, big or small, you know, we do that. And it's just a way to get you guys sort of 24-hour exposure since it's constantly running. So that's what
cool.
he's doing. That's what he's about to ask you to do here.
Right,
so.
And that's exactly what I was going to say, but I would say it's shorter. Anyway.
You have a tendency to do that. You have a tendency to, like, oh, hey, do this. And then you got to explain stuff sometimes, man. I mean,
oh,
it's,
okay.
It's radio. It's radio. They can't see us, you know. You got to let them know.
So,
but anyway.
So we'll do Jesse first, and then we'll do Andy next. So the line is,
sure.
Hey, this is, and then you state your name. You say your real name. Don't say state your name. Hey, this is, state your name, and you're listening
obviously.
To Off the Ropes on...
Uh-huh.
American Dream Radio.
Well, you can still do Overtime.News. Well, you can do either one.
Oh,
but, yeah,
okay,
I guess American. Because
okay.
I guess, well, I guess American Dream Radio, that's the new station name, I suppose, instead of Overtime.News. So I guess we can run it that way. It's not officially going to be that way until mid-March, but why not? So, by all means,
yeah.
you'll be the first ones on.
Okay,
there, so
I can do that.
So it all right, I'll count you down then. I'll count you down from five, and you can go ahead and do it.
Okay.
So,
beautiful.
Five. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, fans, you're listening to Off the Top. Oh, I'm sorry, I messed it up. God dang, I said top. Off the Ropes.
<You're good.
laughs> All right, let's try it again. Ready? Go ahead.
All right.
Take two.
Okay, man.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, fans, you're listening to Off the Ropes at American Free Radio. Check it out. It's a must.
I'm with
perfect.
It. I like it.
All right, now, Andy, you're
I'll
next.
Take that. Record that.
Wait. Before I do it, what is it again? Off the Top?
Off the Ropes.
Off the Ropes.
Oh, off the Ropes at American Dream Radio?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Right. I don't want to mess this up.
Nah,
Then after we're off, then I'm gonna message you on Facebook. I'm gonna have you give me your contact information so I can ask you for some autographs too. Anyway, so I'll count you down.
Sure, sure.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the Empire Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Champion, Uptown Andy Brown, and you are listening to American Dream Radio Off the Top. I think I said that wrong. Did I say that wrong?
Off the Road.
Well, anyway, Off the Road. There it is.
The first part was really good. If you mimic that again, that'd be awesome.
I'll do it again. Off the Road. Off the Road?
Off the Ropes. Yeah.
Off the Ropes.
Off
yes,
the Road.
Yes. Like as if you're
right,
bouncing off the ropes to clothesline somebody. Yes, so that's what it would be.
Got it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the Empire Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Champion, Uptown Andy Brown, and you're listening to Off the Rope on American Dream Radio.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
That is a gem right there. So, Icon, did you have any questions for them? I mean, as you know, with radio time restraints, they came on show was scheduled till 11:30. I bought us a little bit of time here with I moved some commercials around and I moved some stuff here and there, so we got a little bit more time with him. What I really want to know, I guess, is the bulk and the meat of the of their company. We're going to promote you. We're going to put you, you know, put the link out there on the website. We're going to you know, have these spots that people check it out. When you guys have matches, what's the best way for somebody to watch one of your, like, do you guys record live? Like, can you watch your show live, or is most of it playback, like on YouTube or whatever it would be?
It would mostly be playback.
Playback, okay.
Like we have the matches, and then we'll post them up on YouTube or any type of social media link out there to get our stuff out there. But most of the stuff is off of YouTube.
Okay. And one more time, what's the YouTube page?
The YouTube page is Team Metal.
Metal, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And there's one other thing I was going to ask. Uptown, you know, I am a big fan of yours. I used to be your biggest fan by weight, so I dropped 130 pounds, but you have a big match coming up on March 25th as well against Mega King. Now, I want to know, have you ever wrestled him before?
Yes, I have. Mega King and I have my first time in our big arena, the EWF arena. My first singles match there was against him. And I felt like I brought it to him, but, you know, he's a crafty veteran. Tommy Wilson has been around for a very long time. And we actually wrestled each other, I want to say more than 50 times. We wrestled each other a lot. And so, but sadly, on the 25th, I would not be wrestling him. I don't know what's going on. I've heard he's been suspended somehow, but I am now wrestling our up-and-comer, which is a really, really great athlete, in Dickie Mayer. And that one should be very interesting.
Well, I think he got suspended because he wouldn't give me an autograph. I think that's what it was.
Was that what it is? I heard something like that, but I wasn't too sure. You know, I don't like to listen to rumors.
Right. And real quick before you guys go, there's one other match that you guys got coming up. Actually, you guys had it. I want to know how it went. You guys had an event on February 10th where it was a mask versus hair match between Fair Roman and Super Beetle. Who won that?
The Super Beetle won that.
so
we have
go ahead.
Super Beetle won that. We have a hairless friar running around the EWF locker room. It's the funniest thing in the world right now.
Well, you could take him too, couldn't you? I know you can.
Of course. He's a heavyweight champ. Of course you could take him.
Oh, yeah, of course I could take him.
But
there
you go.
Anytime, okay, what kind of question was that?
Well, it was leading to my next question. When you need a manager, when you need someone to walk you to the ring, when you need someone to help you cheap shot your opponent where the referee's not looking, I'm going to talk to you on Facebook later tonight. I'm going to send you my information. I want you to call me. I'll find some way to get out there. I'll take a cab, a limo, whatever. You can pay for it, and then I'll be there.
Oh, I got to pay for it?
Of course you got to pay for it.
Chris,
see, that's the thing. You get his services, but you pay for his services. Look at him this way. Look at him as like an escort. Put it that way. So anyways, we've got to go here. But if you guys want some of the best underground wrestling action you're going to see, and for our New York fans, it's all the way out in the Cali state, but that's okay. You can go on Team Metal on YouTube. Go on, check it out. Watch some of the matches. Give us some feedback. Write into the station. Call into the station. Let us know what you think. It's EWF, Jesse Hernandez, the refereeing legend, as well as owner, operator of said federation, and the world heavyweight champion, Uptown Andy Brown. Has been great to join us today. Normally, we would have had a little bit longer But, you know, tonight's show, they only allotted us 90 minutes instead of a normal two. So if you guys do want to jump back on with us, that's fine. That's cool. We'd love to have you. And Icon, he's basically not only an escort, he's also a secretary. So he'll take you guys down and take your info down and try to get you back on at some point as well, maybe a different night of the week, whatever it may be, if you guys are good with it. Because I'm sure that there's a lot more questions he has because he never shuts up. And I'm sure that there's a lot more questions that I have for you guys as well as listeners and things like that. So, again, EWFTeamMetal.com, Hernandez Brown, heavyweight champ, the boss man, and we will be back. It is Off the Ropes. We'll see y'all in just a couple of days.
Dead man walking. You've done it now.